All right, in this segment, we're going to get caught up on some news that we have to follow up on, some things that Tom has been very, very curious about.
I'm sure.
First of all, what were the things we learned from yesterday's Super Bowl? I've already made the obvious statement that Joe Namath can still rock it and look like a pimp. That's all right. Subway unveiled the Fritos Chicken Enchilada. Did you see that thing?
I did.
So last night wasn't a total loss for the Colorado Stoners. However, I'm telling you, man, someone needs to tell the Red Hot Chili Peppers nobody wants to see middle-aged men shirtless. I was a little upset, though. My grandpa still thinks Bruno Mars is El DeBarge.
El DeBarge.
Listen, I don't care how many solos that Lawrence Fishburne sings. I am not buying a Kia ever. Ever.
But you're gonna buy an Audi, though, after that fabulous Dober Wawa. That was a good one.
I like Audi. I've been a fan of Audi for a while. I don't know that I'm going to buy one immediately.
You know what's funny? This is why it's bad advertising. I remember the commercials, as you guys talked about it.
But not the product.
Wawa,
yeah.
Could not remember what car it was advertised.
Oh, yeah.
And the Lawrence Fishburne singing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the commercial. I thought the commercial was kind of stupid. I don't remember the car that he was supposed to be pitching.
Here's what's even worse. An ad campaign, one of the most popular ever. Remember the campaign Got Milk?
Yep.
You know how much it increased milk sales? None.
Really?
None.
Wow.
It was one of the most successful. I mean, everybody goes, Got Milk, and everybody has parodied it. You know? We could do one. Got Radio? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would immediately understand. Did nothing for the sale of milk. Thanks to ads featuring adorable puppies and selfless veterans, Budweiser single-handedly has redefined the word pandering. And apparently...
Maybe they'll do a commercial that's actually about beer at some point.
And apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently what we've learned also that you cannot win at MetLife Stadium if your name is Manning. All right. So here's a follow-up of some things that Tom was very, 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 very concerned about. Remember we did a story not too long about a guy that married his cousin? And you asked me, well, how many states is it legal to marry your cousin
in?
Did
I ask you that?
Oh, yeah, you did, okay. Which I'm disturbed
right.
That you needed to know this.
Yeah.
So we had our crack team of researchers go out and do some investigating.
Let me guess, 8, all south of the Mason-Dixon line.
It's legal to marry your second cousin in all 50 states.
Really?
All 50.
Second cousin.
There are no restrictions on marrying your first cousin in 19 states.
Wow.
Which are, in alphabetical order, Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, South Georgia, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia.
Wow, lots of New England states to go along with the South there.
North Carolina only has a ban on double first cousins. Apparently that means if a man has kids with a woman and then his sister has kids with that woman's brother, the kids from those couples can't get married as cousins.
Like they would have met at a family reunion somewhere. Mm-hmm. Kids go off and play somewhere.
Not like that! You can marry a first cousin in Maine if you submit to genetic counseling and show that your genes will blend okay and not produce something strange. However, to our neighbor to the west in Minnesota, first cousin marriage is okay if it's part of a Native American cultural ritual.
They probably got sued somewhere along the line.
Yes, run as fast as bear.
Was there not one state where marrying your first cousin was okay if you were past childbearing age?
That sounds familiar.
I think I remember hearing that in one of the states.
Well, let's continue on because we're not done. We are only a part of the way through Tom's...
Is this a big problem in the country?
You were very concerned about this.
Yeah, I really care.
Listen, I'm taking time away from a valuable program to answer your strange, twisted questions.
Oh, brother.
And now what am I getting back in return? I'm getting flack.
Can say where the heart might lead us?
I'm trying to help you out. You ask questions, I'm trying to help you, and all I'm getting is flack from you.
Please don't make me responsible for the content of this show.
Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Utah ban first cousin marriages unless you meet age and fertility restrictions. In other words, you can't you can marry your first cousin if they know you won't have kids.
Right.
So
in your
50s,
60s, it's all good.
Yeah, sure. What the heck? You're not getting any younger, and you're not getting any better. Go ahead. Louisiana, Mississippi, Oregon, West Virginia are okay with adopted first cousins getting married, but not biological first cousins.
Wow.
So good news for Woody Allen.
There's no good news for Woody Allen. That's tomorrow's blog.
That guy's a dirtbag.
Woody Allen is creepy, and you know what? His adopted daughter is credible.
You heard about his son.
His adopted son that made the allegations.
Is making allegations that Woody assaulted him and sexually assaulted him.
Right, but the open letter is from that his.
It's from the son.
Is that his son who looks like a daughter?
It's kind of
an effeminate looking person.
It's
red hair,
Darcy
Farrow,
whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and now that we're
sufficiently skeezed out, let's move on.
All right, 21. Let's see. I said that one. Okay, 21 states ban marriage. I'm doing this for you.
No, stop doing it for me. I don't want to hear any more of this crap.
21.
Don't you have something else to talk about?
Well, then go somewhere else. 21 states ban marriage. You started this. You can't walk out.
I didn't start this.
This is not your marriage. You cannot walk out in the middle of it.
Geez.
21 states.
Oh, brother.
This is not your love life,
seems
buddy.
Seems to be the only divorced people in this room are not me.
This is not your love life. It takes longer than 3 minutes to complete this deal. 21 states ban marriages between first.
Are we out of time yet?
No, we're not. That's what she said.
Trying to run the clock out here so we don't have to hear any more of this.
That's what she said. 21 states ban marriages between first cousins, but are okay with marriages between first cousins once removed. Arkansas, Delaware, Iowa, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, Oregon, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And finally.
Thank you.
The 5 states with the strictest laws that ban marriages between first cousins and first cousins once removed are Kentucky, Nevada, Ohio, Washington, and us.
Wait a minute. Kentucky?
Wisconsin.
Kentucky bans marriages between cousins?
Listen, if it ain't a problem, you don't address it. But if it's a big problem, you tighten down on it. Are you happy now?
Thank you.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
This morning's show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Valentine's Day Inventor.
Mr. Valentine's Day Inventor.
Yes, if this were a real holiday, it would have beer and fireworks, not overweight children with archery equipment.
Baby with a bow now.
If you were truly a saint, you would have invented Pass Me the Remote and Make Me a Sandwich Day.
Relaxing and nutritious.
And congratulations on picking February 14th. What better time to buy jewelry than right smack in the middle of tax season?
I can't even write it off now.
So go ahead, keep setting arbitrary dates for us to remember. Throw a dart at the calendar and shout, prove your love. Because after all, we don't have to know when Valentine's Day actually is. All we have to do is wait till she stops talking, then go buy a flower.
Mr. Valentine's Day Inventor!
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.